Yeah.
This isn't coming through on the speaker, so.
Oh, I'll wait.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. I just want to.
I don't know. I'm thinking we just radio DJ the whole episode.
There'll be plenty of time for music. You're listening to Penis Town.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You little motherfuckers. Yeah, we were listening to a song that makes me want to kiss my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Adam said, I'm right here. And then I said, you wish.
Yeah.
I don't wish.
You do wish.
Oh, we're in a loveless relationship.
No, it's one way.
What
it's
do you mean it's one
it's
way?
It's unrequited love.
It's the way from my dick into your
no,
mouth.
No. Yes, no chance.
Yes, it is.
You dream of sucking my dick.
I'm really happy that I manipulated
Adam's
you.
Adam's on a show called I Dream of Peenie.
Dream of Peenie.
Peenie.
Oh, Peenie.
Oh, Peenie.
Get in my ass.
Get in my ass, Peenie.
This little preview.
Peenie, you made such a mess.
The weekend episode.
That happened already.
I said that's a little preview for the weekend episode.
Which one?
Talking about genies and.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Yes, of course.
I thought you meant the only good episode we've ever done, which was last week's.
Last week's premium.
No, this week's premium, which you can find on Patreon.com.
That's right. And if you're in San Antonio, Texas, today, the day this drops, I'm in your fucking town at LOL Comedy Club Wednesday and Thursday doing shows. So come out to see that.
And if you're in Nashville, October 1st and 2nd, I'm with Mike Racine at some comedy club. Third Coast Comedy Club. Sounds legit.
I'm in Cleveland the 7th through the 9th, Phoenix the 14th through the 16th, and Madison the 21st through the 23rd with a dick on hard, with a dick on triple double hardio.
So definitely come.
They call my dick Rufio.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's Asian. It's got a mohawk.
It's got a little mohawk, and it's Chinese size.
It's got a little red streak in the mohawk.
Motherfucking Rufio.
It's got a bad attitude.
It does have a bad attitude. It doesn't come out to play every time. I was going to make a joke, but so in Greek, the word Rufixo. Mm-hmm. Means to suck.
Yeah.
So there's some wordplay with Rufio.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I put some Rufios in your drink before you became my boyfriend.
You could never rate me, even if I was passed out.
Well, you sounded like Casey there for a second. That was as close as you've ever gotten to doing an impression.
Casey who?
Affleck.
Oh, thank you.
But you did it by accident.
That's a guy that I would love to sound like.
You like the way he behaves hotel rooms.
I'll work on Casey.
You could, yeah, but you
okay, whatever. He asked for pussy and she said no.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that was
I
it.
I don't even know.
You don't
I
think, know what how,
he,
you
I
don't
think
know.
His whole thing was he was like, can I have some pussy? And
hold
she
on,
was
can
like,
can
no.
I get the floor for a second?
Yes.
The floor recognizes the gentleman with the little ass dick.
The gentleman from.
I said, can I get the floor?
Montgomery County, Maryland.
The floor recognizes the gentleman with a little ass dick.
No, the chair recognizes.
The chair, first of all, you don't tell me who the fuck I recognize.
The floor recognizes.
Suck my dick. I didn't go to fucking Model UN like a little gay bitch.
Yeah. I'm.
Which, did you do that?
No.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Mock trial. What'd you do?
I did speech and debate.
Fucking loser. Anyway, the floor recognizes
It'd be
the
cool
little
if they
dick
had,
motherfucker.
They had rock trial instead of mock trial. And it's like, can you smell fucking?
Oh, I thought it was like rock and roll.
And it's Jack Black.
Okay. School of Rock Trial.
Yeah, rock trial.
And they got that little gay kid, and then they got the bitch from iCarly.
How about School of a Rock, and Jack Black is like, he's a loser. And he's like, I got like a substitute teaching job in Iraq.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're like, music is illegal in Islam. And he's like, but we're going to make fucking rock music. You ever hear a Dio?
Wow.
And then they put on like a rock show and the children are all executed.
The Taliban come like, in their duck boats.
My, like, freaking bad, man. And Jack Black just goes back to America. And that's the end of the movie. School of a Rock.
School of a Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's where the band's called Metaliban.
Metaliban.
Yeah.
Ride the lightning. Unless you're a woman, in which case you're no lightning riding allowed.
Yeah, you can ride in the back seat.
You ride
of
the
lightning.
Back seat of the lightning.
You certainly can't drive the Lightning, bitch.
When I worked at that car dealership in my teen years, there was a Pakistani guy that worked there, and his wife would drive to pick him up from work at the end of the day.
It's awesome.
And then she would get out of the car and have to sit in the back seat while he drove the car home.
See, when he was in the same... She wouldn't just, like, sit even in passenger?
She drove the car there, and then she got in the fucking backseat, and he drove home.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I will never
Fellas up front, just like the Irishman, when they went on a road trip. Boys up front, wives in the back.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how the fuck it should be. What's all this?
Those wives are so annoying.
Did we say driving
fucking...
Miss Lazy? Did we do that?
No.
I don't think so.
She's like,
sounds familiar.
She's like, I'm rich and I have to be driving somewhere.
Dude, I thought so much of that character.
I have to be driving somewhere.
Yeah. I watched Cry Macho, and it's a 91-year-old man and the rape day labor character becomes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm thinking about it's just they do Cry, that's an awesome cry name. Fatso, and Clint Eastwood's like, they don't respect fat people. Mm-hmm. We're people too.
Oh, well, he's fat.
Yeah,
he's fat.
Yeah.
I'm 900 pounds. I deserve to only pay for one ticket on the airplane. And if you got a problem with that, you can suck my dick, pussy.
The worst part of seeing that movie was the boy in the movie.
What do you mean I'm at higher risk for COVID? If I get sick, it's because you didn't get vaccinated.
Cry Fatso.
Cry Fatso would be good.
What's the premise of Cry Macho?
Instead
of you saying something that's not funny about the movie, why don't you feed me details?
I was going to try.
I'll apply it to Cry Fatso.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Go ahead, Adam.
The premise is that he's an old cowpoke, right? Breaks wild horses and stuff on Dwight Yoakam's farm. And Dwight Yoakam fires him for being past his prime. And then it flashes forward to a year later. And he says, I need you to get my Mexican son out of Mexico. And
he asks a favor of a
91-year-old man.
He certainly doesn't look spry.
No, there's a very funny scene. Well, there's a lot of very funny scenes, but there's a very fun the heavy that they get sent to like take the boy back. The bad guy, the scary bad guy, he continuously just gets beaten up so easily the entire movie.
By Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, Clint, like, there's a scene where they're at a cockfight, and Clint, the Federale storm it, and then Clint just, like, waddles over to a stack of boxes.
Are you here to watch the cockfight? I'm here to eat the chicken, you dumb when son of a bitch. When do you fry them? I thought they would have chicken nuggets here.
He waddles over to...
I'm fucking fat.
He waddles over to a stack of boxes.
I'm a fucking fat guy. And I deserve
when
to be...
When the one loses, do you fucking roast it?
Why I want to eat the chickens?
I want to eat them.
Yeah, he waddles over to a stack of boxes and hides behind it. And the Federales are like, okay, no more senor.
We can see you. You're fat. We can see you behind the boxes.
Okay, that's all the people here. Let's go.
I'm back here having sandwiches. You fucking cocksucker.
Well, that's what I was going to say before you said don't try a bit. But the boy says
which
so
thanks
many,
for not doing, by the way.
No, I appreciate it. But the boy tries, says
I,
look, so many.
I think it's fair to say that in terms of you being funny on this show, you blew it.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
I know. I know. It's incredibly easy.
You set him up,
easy.
We knock him down.
It's incredibly
don't
easy
forget
to destroy.
Don't ever forget that.
I won't forget it.
That's why we got you the sign to wear on your neck.
Yep.
That says, don't ever forget.
Don't forget.
You're only here to set up bits.
So the boy.
It looks nice on you, by the way.
The boy goes, thank you.
Your little sign looks nice on you.
Yeah, I'm wearing the AOC tax the, tax the rich dress.
I brought my own bib to the cockfight.
So the boy travels around with his rooster, cockfighting rooster
just,
named Macho.
Just fucking
because
he's on social media and he's like, eat the rich. You had me at eat.
Sure, I mean.
Oh, the characters on Twitter.
Well, yeah, Cry Fatso. He's like a fat body positive.
He's like an op-ed, Lindy West style. Yeah,
that was my entry point into socialism. Eat the rich what? Rich chocolate frosting. Double rich chocolate frosting. Yeah. Oh, you mean literal rich people?
Yeah, well, but I guess.
Fine by me.
I guess if there's a sauce involved.
If you dip him in sauce, I'll eat fucking anything.
So he's with Macho.
Yeah, he takes his chicken around, and then the boy just...
What's your name, Nacho?
No, it's Macho, senor. It's Macho.
All right, I guess.
He puts down a fork and knife.
Yeah, what like in a cartoon when somebody starts looking like a turkey.
Yeah, you almost ate me, senor. I've eaten so many people in my life, it's all a blur.
So Macho, what happens to Macho, Adam?
Well, I mean, what I was going to say, which has kind of been already done, was...
Shut up.
Yeah, which was that the boy says stuff that just I was... you expect the grand...
Go to the kitchen and get me a piece of bread.
I just, in my mind, expected the Gran Torino guy to...
Go bring me a slice of bread.
Yeah.
It'd be like, God damn it, you fucking wetbacks. I need a slice of bread.
The other great thing that he writes into the movie, much like the mule, is that women just need to fuck.
They want
to
fuck him?
His 91-year-old ass.
That's
and
awesome.
So he turns down pussy one time, and then the second time he meets a chick, turns down the pussy, but at the end he goes back for the pussy.
Oh, so he turns down pussy twice, but he gets it the third time.
He goes back for the second piece of pussy pie.
Do we see it? Does he have a sex scene?
No, unlike the mule, he does not have a threesome. And a second, I think maybe two threesomes, if I remember that movie correctly. Now he's 91, he's a little bit too old for that. You know.
Damn.
But he's just, I mean, it's like Seagal not being able to move anymore. It's just so funny to see. But it's like, you know, kind of in some
Seagal
ways.
Seagal would be great for Cry Fatso.
Oh, so. He'd be the best.
Cry Fatso is perfect for Seagal.
Seagal would be.
Just him in a motorized wheelchair going through a building, just like doing karate
that
with
lazy.
One arm.
Aikido. Everyone jumping like 8 feet in the air, doing a flip.
Yeah, I mean, that literally happens in this movie where he just does an old man punch and the guy flies back.
Can we stop at Chipotle? I need a burrito.
I need a burrito.
What do you mean you don't have Chipotle in Mexico? I don't have Chipotle, you crazy bitch. Get back in the kitchen. And don't come out until you have a piece of bread in your hand. And dessert. I need a piece of bread every hour.
Pie.
I've gotten into having pieces of bread as a snack.
It's healthy.
It's whole wheat bread.
It's not that bad for
naturally
you.
Sweetened with fruit juices. I soak a piece of bread in applesauce. And then I dry it out. And it's healthy. I'm not overeating. I'm having a healthy snack, you fucking bitch.
It's whole grains.
Does he get the boy back to his dad?
Yeah. Which is like also questionable because the dad is not a good guy and he makes it very clear he's not a good guy. But I guess the morality of the movie is it's better to be with a deadbeat dad than live in Mexico.
Of course, of course.
But also with a deadbeat mom. So it's kind of a...
His movies are so fun. Like the next one's just going to be about a guy that lives in Queens. He's a million years old, collects Nazi memorabilia, and pushes people into train tracks.
Yeah.
And then his neighbor is like, their son is being molested, and it's his job to push the pedophile onto the train tracks.
And then in the end, I turn out to be a good guy.
But I was good the whole time.
I like a lot of his movies. A lot of his movies.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Like what?
I watched... No Homo. I watched The Bridges of Madison County not too long ago. And it was a real tearjerker.
What about Million Dollar Baby?
That is also a real tearjerker.
Mm-hmm.
Very good movie.
I don't think it's
Richard
good.
Jewell was awesome.
I didn't become the king of bitch boxing just to have some dumb whore break her fucking neck on a stool.
Yeah, well, this is a stupid ending.
You gotta become
really sad. He has to kill
it's
her.
It's a fucking stupid ending.
She's what her fucking white trash family takes advantage of. Of all the money.
One of the best moments
makes.
In my life.
And he has to go back and kill her.
Why does she have to die?
Because her life is fucking hell. She's living
first
in
First of all, who breaks their fucking neck on a boxing stool? Get the fuck out of here.
One of the best moments
in
my
life. It was an accident.
Stupid.
Best moments in my life. There was an Australian man.
And he sucked your cock?
And he sucked my cock.
Yeah.
And he said, Righto!
And said, not even that small.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were talking about. And he was, of course, he was lying. But yeah, he was a good guy.
He sucked your kookaburra. Yeah.
So what's the best moment of your
angry
life?
Angry about Cry Fatso, because it's about you.
It's not about me.
Yeah,
at
was,
all.
You were triggered.
It's about Glenn.
You're sweating. You're like, I hope nobody notices I'm fat.
Yeah. You think we forgot?
First of all, I brought my own experiences into the role, into the bit, by saying he wants a Chipotle burrito.
The butter roll.
Damn, I really
I was thinking about
a Chipotle
burrito
right now.
And I said, I'm going to use this for the character of Cry Fatso. Okay?
Chipotle's chips.
Chipotle is already food.
Yeah, well, now it's even more.
That'd be nice. A burrito flavored Lay's. Yeah.
That's actually not a bad
That's
idea.
Not a bad
I would
idea.
Actually love that.
I would like that.
Best Maybe. Moments of my life. I told an Australian guy, somehow the topic of Karate Kid came up. Karate Kid 4. And he's like, which one's it? And I was like, it's the one with Hilary Swank. He's like, I don't know if I know that one. I was like, they released it as Million Dollar Baby in Australia. I was like, oh, okay.
And he just believed it.
He believed
That's
it.
That's so
wow,
sick.
What a fucking
He's
useless
like, why are you
people?
Humming the James Bond theme in your head to yourself?
Fucking dumbass Australian piece of shit.
Yeah.
You stupid
like
ass.
All you motherfuckers, by the way.
Dude, Australia's so funny right now. They're like, we've got one case.
Yeah.
So everyone's going back to jail.
Yeah.
They're shooting
we've got snipers
yeah.
outside your home. One lady got sick.
Yeah.
Don't even think about going to the supermarket.
The hubris of Australia and New Zealand. Islands isolated yeah. from the rest of the world.
Well, not New Zealand has that bitch. Let's not. Maybe she'll suck
not,
my dick.
Not
She's
the.
Cool.
Not,
so don't. Let's not talk about
yeah,
that.
Girlfriend.
Like, oh, we
come
handled,
over here
we handled COVID perfectly.
Yeah.
And now look, bitch.
Yeah.
Now about, look.
How about that, you fucking.
You barely re-reese. Got. You can't even afford French submarines.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah. They had to buy them from us, and now France is mad at us.
Yeah, France is having a
Oh, we undercut fit. France?
We undercut yeah. France.
Why do they need submarines for? To go to Thailand?
For what, Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, get some boys.
Get some boy pussy in Thailand?
To go see the Great Barrier Reef, I guess, right?
Is that in Australia or is that in Florida?
It's
Australia.
Australia. You're thinking of the Outer Banks?
No, I'm thinking of Florida.
That's North like, Carolina.
No, there's a big-ass reef
The
in
Everglades.
Florida. No, there's a big reef. The coral reef or some shit.
Yeah.
The fuck are you laughing at me for?
I'm not laughing at you.
Oh, because he thinks he's smart. That's
you're
why.
Not. That's the thing. You're not smart.
I'm one of the dumbest.
I just admit how dumb I am. And that way we can find knowledge.
I don't know. Listen, I
we
don't
can
know.
Find knowledge through an honest fucking, mm-hmm. an honest search of what we do and we
yeah,
don't know.
Let me ask
me
you something. That
have,
movie
yeah.
Chicken Little. Do you think that's named after? It's about a chicken that's named after Adam's penis.
I do
no,
think that.
I don't
actually.
Think that.
Yeah.
I don't.
I was just.
That.
I would, that just. I
that's that, so funny that you that. Bring that up. I was just thinking
was,
about
yeah,
how that movie I, is about is about a chicken named after Adam's penis. I was literally just thinking
yeah.
that the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
I
a crazy it. Coincidence that you bring that up right
it
now.
Is. It is.
What was that? Was that movie?
We already
movie?
Said what it is.
What was that?
We already said what it was.
You know, I was thinking, I was,
it was the
I was
movie. No, it's not.
Named
it's
after
a chicken
penis.
Named after your penis.
Yeah.
We've already covered it, Adam.
Yeah, well, I was.
And now back what, to the Everglades.
You know what
I was
thinking about? Thinking about reefs.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about
Australia.
I was thinking about that movie, The Big Short. Is if,
no, we've
that
done
about?
That one 8
the
times.
Baby, the baby that the two of you guys have?
No.
The baby that you guys have?
No.
Oh, Adam.
Fat and
no. That's a real reach, Adam, by the way.
No, it's not.
For you to go all that way.
Short,
when
short,
all
like,
you had to do was do something. All you had to do was just call our dick small or call us gay.
I called you guys gay.
You tried
to have a kid,
and again, you outsmart yourself.
And the first
again.
Gay couple mm-hmm. ever try to conceive.
You try for something that's way above your fucking weight
to
class.
To conceive a
to
child.
To combine an insult for both of
to
us.
To conceive a child.
You can barely well, land one on either one of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that was a double punch.
And you try and do a double punch.
That was
punch.
A flying double it's punch. Adam,
and Adam, you fail spectacularly.
Adam yeah, climbing up the turnbuckle, and he gets to the second rope and shits himself.
Okay, we're going to bring that up again.
No.
I thought we were...
That was just a metaphor.
Yeah, it was a metaphor.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Shouldn't you be standing up?
Yeah. I'm shocked you let him on your nice chair, dude. That's
it's
a very
really,
nice chair.
It's really... I didn't want to make this clear because I want to create the illusion for the audience, but Nick replaced my old chair with a... the most comfortable chair ever.
Well, I felt bad for you. You shit
really,
yourself in front of a quarter million
It was
people.
Actually very sweet.
That is a great chair. I might have to get you. You might have to lose chair privileges now.
Honestly, I'm happy to share the chair.
Well, there wouldn't be any sharing. I would take it.
Okay.
I feel like it does kind of fuck up the ambiance. Part of the.
I feel like honestly,
part of the layout
I feel like,
is him being interrogated.
I feel
that
like
is
the
true.
Chair
the
is
box,
too nice.
The box era was funny.
This chair is too nice for me.
It's a great chair.
Yeah.
But you can do nice amount of reading on there, smoke a pipe on there.
That's exactly what I do.
This is a gentleman's
that's a great
chair.
Chair for
this
that.
Is a real learned gentleman's
that,
chair.
And that's a chair that really, in the fall and the winter, oh, that's a chair for the fall winter.
I smoke my tobacco there. I got my
it's
books.
A cozy chair.
I got my telephone so I can talk to my grandma who has dementia.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Who's this? I don't worry about it.
It's Clarence.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Edna.
This is Clarence Dickhead.
This is Clarence Dickhead. You said you were going to give me $100.
I'm supposed to get pussy from you.
You have phone sex with your grandma with dementia?
Yeah, what does she care?
What are you wearing?
She's still got a lady's voice.
Yeah. She's fucking, still a chick.
Fucking homo.
Yeah.
I am gay. Yeah. You're right.
You wouldn't do that, so.
I wouldn't. Honestly, I wouldn't.
I guess you're really not horny old stobby baby like we thought.
I lie. Dude, that's all a lie.
It's such a character.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you like lying, you're going to love cushydreams.com.
That's true. Oh,
I love deceit, and I also love fake marijuana.
I love the deceit of a woman's pants, which covers the pussy area.
The pussy and a little bit of the ass.
I'd love to take deceit to see a woman's titties.
I like deceit, a woman's titties.
I would love to see
I love deceit you. You suck my dick.
Mm-hmm. Adam, why don't you go ahead and...
Why don't you let us
know? You
didn't
give me the copy.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you.
Why don't you read that for a second while I look at the Cry Macho trailer.
It's pretty good. The trailer's pretty good.
Excuse me.
Okay. The company is Cushy Dreams, and their slogan is smoke your CBD because you can.
That's so far so good.
They offer a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary rich... CBD rich hemp flower, aka buds, and pre-roll CBD joints. And you can join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD.
Dude, I can't tell you.
That's what I talk about with all my adult
friends.
When
I'm walking down the street and I see a fucking somebody over 18, they can't stop talking about
it's true.
How tired they are of gummies and vapes.
Everyone from the 18 to 95 demo.
This is a young show, dude. This is like a Zoomer show.
It is.
True. That's true.
Because we're young guys.
We pretend to be old.
18 to fucking whatever years old.
Yeah, we're right in
18
it's funny
because
it doesn't feel like
old.
This show really has been on that long, 5 years. But it started at like the... very
tail
last,
end of our youth.
Very last year you can be considered young.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now we're
pathetic. 30,
the very beginning of middle age.
Adam's 40 years old.
Adam is
literally
40 years
40
old.
Years old.
Two of his wives have died since we started doing this show.
Yeah.
But
not by my own hands.
From HIV.
He's always, I have an alibi.
They somehow mysteriously caught HIV while dating Adam. But the doctor said that Adam has what's called tunnel antibodies.
Right.
He suffers from tunnel syndrome where he's been fucked in his ass so many times that there's just a direct tube from his asshole through his dick hole.
Yeah.
So the AIDS cum goes
just,
right.
Shoots
out.
Just yeah, it's like
one of those things at the bank.
Imagine using a paper towel roll like a didgeridoo.
And that's actually his AIDS-ridden cock is very similar to
cock a joint and ass or
that you might yeah. smoke CBD out of.
Yeah, and they yeah. and a joint that ships legally to all 50 states.
That's so true.
It looks like high quality marijuana. It feels like high quality marijuana, and it tastes like high quality marijuana. You can eat it, and it'll taste
well,
great.
Well, the smoke does. Don't be, you know, respect the copy, Adam.
Okay.
Smoke tastes like marijuana.
I would
smoke.
Never make fun of one of our great sponsors.
We would never have to because we only use the finest. We only accept the money of the finest products
that we personally
kinda,
all
in a way,
personally
they're kind of like an AA sponsor yeah. because they keep you sober.
That's true.
Because smoking fake weed all day doesn't count as having a drug problem.
Not at all.
They got three lines in order of quality: private, reserve, ultra premium, and premium.
If you send them a video of you pretending to be high off their
smoking.
You gotta be like, dude, I'm meeting God right now. Dude.
Yeah.
Are you a fucking unicorn?
You get
dude.
A lifetime supply.
Dude, you're like a fucking lizard.
Yeah.
Say shit like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, yeah, I'm tripping.
Say stuff like that, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, call because you
yeah, call them. Yeah,
call them up.
Call them up. And
call
say
them
something.
Up.
Do they have a number?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y
Dreams. Cushy Dreams. Let's see if they have a number, and then we'll say, you call them up, you tell them 98 Rock sent you.
Tell them Justin Schlegel sent
you. Justin Schlegel sent you. And then you're so high.
Every can size is 3.5 grams, and they're nitrogen sealed, so that's how you know it's optimally that. Fresh. Mm-hmm. You can mix it with anything else you like to smoke.
They got a customer service number for sure.
Call them and then also call.
Yeah, call
and then also call 98 Rock and say Cushy Dream sent you them.
And we're going to try and put these two lovebirds.
Yeah, maybe put them on
call,
a three-way.
Yeah, put them on a three-way.
Yep. Do like
yeah, what
long
was that
motion, long potion cat,
motion penis,
motion penis,
long cock, motion penis,
long motion cat.
Yeah, so call 98 Rock, tell them you're from Cushy Dreams, call Cushy Dreams, yeah. Tell them you're Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock.
Yeah, that'll really be a good prank. And then record it in a state where you can record phone calls. Yeah. Check on that. New York State's fine, from what we understand.
Mm-hmm.
They have six choices of strain, relax, peace, create, hustle, energy, dream.
Yeah, strain, that's a bad name for it. They should call it fucking feels, you know, like it's not stress.
Regular.
Yeah.
Chill.
Because it's not a strain
at
all.
It's not a strain
at all. Weed.
Yeah. It's an awesome thing
it's
to
a,
do.
It's a fucking feels good to do it. Like jacking off if you didn't even have to move your hands.
Can you imagine a world
just
where you can jack your cock
where
with
you
your
just
mind?
Cum in your pants with your penis.
Yeah, like the way you can kind of like, look, I'm flexing my calf right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks strong.
Thanks, man. Imagine if you could do that with your cock.
I remember being in math class or something.
No chance.
In math class, and like some guy I was like, I guess friendly with, but not like super good friends. He was just like telling me like, dude, I beat off the other day and I was like coming so hard that I was like flexing my legs and I feel like my legs got stronger from like how much I was like jacking off.
This is sick, bro.
And yeah, when it's just like we're in the middle of class. And I still think about that like all the time. Because it's like, it's not even really like an embarrassing thing to say. It was such a bizarre
odd timing.
And yeah, and I also don't recall, I was just like, I remember my reaction being like, oh, interesting.
Nice, man.
Yeah. I didn't know you could do that.
That's awesome, man.
Just explaining how he got like his legs were sore for masturbating.
Because he was flexing them.
Yeah, because he was flexing from jacking off.
I've never flexed while jacking.
And this wasn't quiet. He wasn't like, yo. He was just like, we were like five chairs away from each other.
He was announcing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you guys hang out at ever? At
no. He was like literally only somebody that I like, you know, talked to in school. We weren't like good friends.
He was just trying to make more friends, probably.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That was his go-to friendship anecdotes.
Yeah.
You should.
He was like, "Oh, I thought I would win Mullen over with that one."
Yeah,
I thought Mullen was gonna really like that one.
It was, well, I mean, it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it's clearly, it's had an effect.
And now I do that kind of thing for a living.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You know, I'm
people
I'm
know you for those
a raconteur.
A professional tell people about how I beat off. The secret is that I do not actually in real life. I mostly do karate in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is very heavily Asian influenced.
I mostly think about, you know, different karate moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick walks around on those block flip flop things.
He's wearing a gi right now.
Those are very funny shoes.
They're the funniest.
Anyways, go back to do your job.
Anyway, if you want any of these slow cured organic indoor exotic strains that are 100% hand trimmed, you can go to cushydreams.com, spelled K-U-S-H-Y dreams, and check out at promo code Cumtown for 20% off your first order. So you could smoke
you're gonna
your
have to tighten that up, man.
Yeah, that was bad. I really got. It's my one. I had one job. So you can unique New York.
Go to cushydreams.com. That's KUSHYDreams.com. Damn. And use promo code Cumtown for 20% off
your first order. Smoke CBD because
I don't think
you
not just your first order. I think your next order.
Well, you can try that, but...
You can smoke your CBD because you can't, folks.
You can tell them that it's your first time.
Smoke your penis because your penis.
Smoke your cock balls. Cock balls dick.
Now I'm just thinking how fun it was to just change the words to those movies and put penis in.
I know, dude. It's okay.
That was a good day.
If we were, we should have just quit after that.
I know. That was a really nice day.
Fuck, now I want chicken McNuggets.
I just gotta buy a laptop. This is fucking gay.
Yeah, just buy a laptop.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that I complained about this on the...
Yeah. Get ready for the premium episode where Nick talks about his laptop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ruin the premium episode?
I wasn't saying that snidely.
Oh, is that...
That wasn't sarcastic.
You're right. I probably...
I wasn't saying that sarcastic.
Mentioned something boring.
I wasn't... there was no hint of sarcasm. I have a sarcastic affect, and it gets me in trouble a lot.
Oh,
okay?
Especially
with
I'm
strangers.
Gay.
I'm gay now.
So now I'm gay.
Oh. Let me get this straight.
Just because I have an interest in men.
So I'm a photographer. And I'm gay now.
One of my favorite ongoing jokes of my life.
That's the best.
So because I like pictures.
I take pictures.
And so I like photography.
And the picture happened to be of a guy's ass getting crazy.
It's a man bent over, and you can see his balls and the tip of his penis.
And you can see that, and then probably cum coming out of his ass.
And it's draped into a bowl of fruit. I'm sorry.
But I'm gay.
Cezanne called that still life.
For that, I'm gay, I guess.
I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
Her name, maybe. Who knows?
No, it's a guy.
Is it?
They didn't let bitches do art till like the 60s.
They did, dude. They did back then.
No, there was like a bitch that pulled a scroll out of her pussy, and then everyone was allowed to do art.
That's not true. Women invented art, and that's not a woke take. It's the truth. Men had to encroach when they ran when they ran out of jobs.
Virtue signal Mullen.
No, it's the truth. Here's what happened. Men used to do labor, and then they invented capitalism, and there was now an abundance of, like, you had to do something.
Right.
So the guys that would have just been fed the dogs or... You know, it's like molested by the church or sawn in half for being...
Gypsies or whatever?
Yeah, for being, what's the word?
Heretics?
Yeah, heretics or whatever.
It's heretics.
Bro. Is it heretics?
Heretical. But a guy is a heretic.
Yeah, and a girl is a bitch.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyways, they invented... Have you finished the ad read yet?
It's done, baby. We can get back to our good show.
Hi. How you doing? I'm Burt Reynolds. my dick fell off. So I'm dying. Hey, I'm Dickless Burt Reynolds.
Dickless Burt Reynolds, folks.
And this is, I need a job. So they fucking, used to be women stayed home. They'd paint pictures and fucking wrote books and did gay shit like that.
Mm-hmm. But now that my dick's
gone,
they
had to turn it into a fucking job. So that's why guys started doing that
Interesting.
Shit. Yeah.
I thought pictures were pretty gay, but I have to say I saw a painting that changed my mind on.
What's that?
When I was in France, I saw this painting called Origine du Monde, Gustave Courbet. And it's just a pussy. It's, how about it's really famous.
Boost inside my penis. Yeah.
Boost inside my asshole.
Look up the painting, Sav. It's,
say it again.
It's the or, I think it's Origin of the World, Origin du Monde.
Origin du Monde.
Gustave Courbet. Pretty cool, dude. Turn me around on this whole paintings thing.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, it's right. Just like a nice close-up on a pussy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's a good painting.
It's good that a guy had that idea, put it into practice.
And I like how you can see one of the tits.
You can see one tit? I know. I said that when I saw it.
That is a favorite view of mine, looking up at breasts.
Just like a free tit. Mm-hmm. You know, the main attraction is the pussy, but you get a little bit of tit.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want
to... That's a pussy eater's eye view.
I feel like her ass would be hairier.
You went to
the
Apple store recently.
Yeah, I went to the Apple store on Friday.
Can you still just... Because I feel like they don't let you just go to the Apple store anymore.
You have to make an appointment.
For everything.
No, you can just go, can't you?
No, I don't think so. No, I think I tried to go. Yeah, since the pandemic, they're like, no, you can't do... You can't even buy a fucking... You can't buy like a
headphones?
Cable, like a cable, yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, I smashed my phone so bad that they made me buy a new phone even though I have AppleCare Plus.
Wow.
They're bastards.
You got cucked major way, in a major way.
Yeah, I know. And I was told to put on a mask. And I said, I'm a fucking sovereign citizen.
Shit.
I do not play by your rules. And yes, I will be putting on a mask, sir. Old man. Well,
yeah, I'm not going to the Apple store, dude. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to the Apple store in Soho.
To meet his boyfriend.
No.
Have sex with him?
No, I didn't, actually. Really? No.
Soho.
It was the best.
Soho.
You went to Soho, and it was the Apple store, you mean, is the back of a Mr. Mango where you could suck the guy's cock.
It's a hack joke, but I was laughing the other day. I was in Chinatown, and it's like, you know, thinking about how all the Chinese people in Chinatown don't know it's called Chinatown. Mm. Like, in their mind, their people are like, where do you live? And they're like, yeah, in the financial district.
Yeah, just regular New York.
Yeah.
I'm downtown.
I'm down. I live downtown.
Just downtown New York.
Yeah, like Soho. Israeli. Yeah.
Tribeca-ish. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Little Italy.
Yeah, I live in Little Italy.
What the hell do you mean, Chinatown?
For the players at home who don't happen to be in New York.
Right.
These are all
neighborhoods.
Adjacent.
That used to be their own places but are now part of Chinatown.
Have
Chinatown.
You been to San Gennaro yet this year?
Nah. I used to go for my cousin's birthday, but...
Yeah.
Which I guess is...
How long is it?
His birthday's probably this week.
I don't know, a week or something.
Didn't it already happen?
No, it goes on for a minute. Tomorrow is the solstice, so it's usually around...
The Italians are fucking into astrology?
Oh, yeah, no, they're very spiritual people.
Why'd you say the solstice?
Because that's just when San Gennaro is.
Wow.
Usually.
No. It's kind of like Christmas, it was a gay sex festival.
Yeah, we worship like the fucking...
Saturnalia, dude. They were out there sucking guys off.
Tony Danza's down there. Cuomo's probably down there in a dress.
Yeah. I'm trans now.
You can fuck me now.
I'm
sorry.
I am a woman.
My pronouns are she, her.
You can't say I molested myself.
The perfect defense.
Yeah.
The art school guy defense.
And now we got this. Now we got what? Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
Hochul.
I was saying, what if it was Kathy No-chill?
Mm. Yeah.
And she's like, I have to say it, but this virus is being a... You're like, come on.
Kathy, you got to chill.
Relax, you're the governor now.
Damn, the governor ain't got no chill. If she out there saying the N.
If there's any time to call something a... It's this fucking virus. Is when you would...
You can say that as lieutenant governor.
I'm not talking about black people. Does she even sound like that? I just imagine every woman in politics is just like horrifically terminally Midwestern.
She has an upstate style name.
Gosh.
Kathy Hochul.
Gosh. I feel like I got the virus
you know
in
what?
My pussy.
That's a Rochester
Mimi Rogers
style
could
name.
Play her in some...
Yeah. Oh,
I remember when they called it Cockchester.
Cockchester,
when,
really?
When my family moved here to have sex with Chinese rail workers.
From where?
From fucking Albany.
We moved to Rochester to get fucked, to get our pussies fucked by the Chinese.
Wow, to give them pussy.
To give
they
pussy.
Made the, they made the big fucking I move
that's where,
from Albany to Rochester.
That's where SARS-CoV-1 came from.
Oh, fuck.
Getting Chinese rail put, getting railed by the rail workers. That's what they called it.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's why they called them that.
Yeah.
So that's it sounds like you come from a real matriarchal family.
There was only women in my family.
And they all love Chinese cock.
And we would get fucked by the Chinese, and we'd reproduce. We're not actually genetically related. It's just other white ladies who love saying in the grocery store.
Kathy, chill out.
We got no chill.
Got I'm no chill, ho chill.
Gosh.
And I love saying the N.
I'm no chill, ho chill. And you better fucking believe I'm saying at every one of these press conferences. Y'all better buckle up.
Shit, y'all thought shit was sweet with Cuomo.
You thought he had it, what, because he touched a couple of pussies? I'm dropping hard, E-R, every single fucking day in these meetings. PowerPoint? How about we call him points now?
What? Kathy, yeah. Why would we
stop
call him
it?
That?
Slide number one, bullet point number one. Bullet point number two. Oh, what's that? We got a third bullet point? You better believe it's
the governor of New York has solved the coronavirus
by calling it the N-word.
By calling it the N-word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's Kathy look like? She look like she got a good pussy?
I mean, she probably looks like Kathy from the comics.
Ack?
No, nah, she doesn't look
blacks,
like
blacks, blacks.
I think she just looks like a regular ass bitch, yeah. She just looks like a politician type bitch.
Let me take a look at this.
Honestly, literally Mimi Rogers could play her.
She could get it, bro. Mm-hmm.
Ho chill?
Yeah, whatever.
Let's look up.
Ah, I'm Burt Reynolds. I'm fag Burt Reynolds.
Uh-oh.
And,
what's going on? What are you up to, Burt? What are you...
How you doing? I'm fag.
What kind of gay shit are you up to? Are you in a movie called Smokey and the Penis?
I'm fucking sucking. I'm smoking cocky and the band's penis. The whole band's penis. That's the kind of shit I do. mybookie.com.
Wow.
You can bet on that.
Adam, Kathy Hochul cannot get the prick.
I'm just saying,
no,
dude.
Adam wouldn't sound cool.
I would. I'd take her over a Marjorie Taylor Greene any day.
No.
You would rather fuck Marjorie Taylor Greene than her?
No, nobody wants to fuck Marjorie Taylor Greene. You out of your fucking
over
mind.
Over Kathy?
Literally.
Kathy looks like a normal, nice lady.
I would literally
lady.
Have gay sex before I had... Before I,
did you see her new commercial where she blows up a car?
She does. Yeah. No, she's like... She doesn't even have human genes.
Yeah.
But dude, she's unfuckable.
Yeah.
I would rather fuck her than I'm taking the opposite stance. I would rather fuck her.
You're
than
gonna
Kathy
you're gonna have to die on that hill, buddy.
Listen, she's just weird.
Yeah, I can't even conceive of her skeleton.
You don't have a good enough imagination.
She does. She looks like shit.
What are you talking about? I'm one of the most fantastical, imaginative.
Well, then use some of that whimsy to think about what this bitch's vertebrae.
You
might
can
look
bet
like.
On who would well, you rather like fuck at mybookie.com.
You could bet on that.
Yeah. What's going on in sports these days? You got Antonio Brown on the Raiders. What else? Do we have copy for this?
Didn't Marjorie Taylor Greene fuck some guy out of wedlock?
Is that what we found?
Is that her scandal? She's done is she's had sex outside of marriage?
No, like cheated on her husband is what I meant to say.
No.
Did she?
Not out of wedlock.
Yeah.
I thought she fucked like her CrossFit instructor or some shit.
Really?
Marjorie Taylor Greene openly cheated on husband with men at her gym.
Men?
According to Daily Mail.
Come on, bro.
UK.
You'd rather smash with this chick?
Yeah,
because
she's a fucking freak, bro.
No, I'm just looking at a picture of her.
I'm not
men
saying she's
at her
hot.
Gym.
If I had to pick one, I would pick her because she's a fucking weird freak.
Honestly, I could totally imagine what she would be like to have sex with.
Yeah,
she'd be so pissed.
She'd
be so pissed at socialism.
I don't know where she came from. Like, I don't remember.
She's probably just had a meltdown on Facebook Live.
Yeah, dude, look. There'd be something strange about her that I would rather fuck than Kathy Hochul.
That's crazy.
It's also mostly an age thing.
What, you think she's of? Anyway, do we have copy for my book
here? No, just fucking use your goddamn imagination. The way I have.
I'm gonna imagine.
For years.
MyBookie.com, folks.
I'm going to imagine a website, this and it's so called MyBookie.age.
Green has promoted numerous far-right white supremacist and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, including the white genocide conspiracy theory, QAnon and Pizzagate, which is Pizzagate's real, as well as other disproven conspiracy theories such as false flag mass shootings, the Clinton body count, and those related to 9/11. That is such a broad stroke.
I know. Sneaking the Clintons,
you gotta,
in there.
Yeah.
And those, there's nothing to be investigated about 9/11.
No.
Everything is a conspiracy.
I don't know.
It's the same as white genocide.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL season is back, and you can bet on anything, anywhere, anytime at mybookie.ag.
That's all. It's true.
You could double your first deposit.
Yeah, NFL. I wonder if they're changing the name to the National Feelings League, folks. NFL has gone woke, and it's going broke.
It's so true. They have
so fucking true.
If you want to, let me ask you something. If you want to kneel at a game and disrespect the country that brought you the freedoms that make it possible for you, as a black man, to earn millions of dollars,
that's right.
Playing a game that's
a child's game,
the game that's
pampered black man
that's supposed to be about respect and dignity and pulling up your pants. Then there's one place you can go. It starts with AF and ends with Rika.
And it's called and the word is mybookie.ag. You get a 100% sports welcome bonus, 150% casino bonus, up to $750.
People say that like right wing radio is like a grift or whatever, which is true, but it's like, it's an admirable, if I could keep it up, like if I could just,
it's a great bit.
If I could check in every day on, not only like every day at 4 a.m., but
for five hours.
But for 5 hours, fucked up on Oxycontin.
Yeah, just on pain pills.
Just fucking out of your mind on pain pills.
Saying nothing
and just being like, pretending to be shocked about like, McDonald's has gotten rid of honey mustard. and you thought when I said the Jews were, you know. And people called me crazy.
Yeah.
And just like summoning those emotions every single day.
You can tell who's doing a bit and who's not, though, because like some of those guys are not, like all the Fox News guys are getting vaccinated, but the local guys, those motherfuckers keep dying because they keep getting COVID.
Oh, yeah, the small-time guys.
The small-time guys keep actually, like, believe all this shit.
How many of them are there? Because it seems like
it's a lot of them.
There's dozens at this point.
Like when I was younger and I would have to, you know, drive around and through the South or whatever with comedy and stuff, you would just go from market to market, and it's like, you're listening to fucking shit on 92, you know, something.
Yeah, yeah.
The knife. Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, fucking no, this communist socialist Obama president wants to introduce Black History Month to schools. I said we bring Blacks R History Month to the fucking gun show. You know, it's like, they're just saying this on the radio.
Yeah.
Which it's truly jarring if you're not like, you know, down there or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the FCC can't do anything about it.
I don't think the FCC actually exists.
I think you're probably
unless
right
you bring
about
a
that.
Titty out.
Unless you bring one honest titty.
The FCC enforcing any kind of like standards and practice or you know like whatever like you know broadcast standards.
Yeah.
In this day and age is fucking absurd.
I think
you know, I mean, it's just another way for the government to rake in money. But yeah, they're still fining like terrestrial radio people like $200,000 if you say like bitch. If you say bitch fucking 3 p.m.
You know what's fucking weird? People are starting to censor, like now the internet is getting censored.
Is it?
Like, well, not just because of monetization where it's like, like TikTok and shit, everyone censors curse words. Mm-hmm. Like YouTube.
Oh, you can't sell ads on it.
YouTube people are fucking...
Yeah, you need Christian content.
Like, did you say... aren't people stealing our shit and censoring the curse words to monetize it more?
Yeah.
That shit's so fucking weird. Now the internet is just like... Mm-hmm. That's where you used to be able to say whatever the fuck you wanted, bro.
Well, I had the Jews that run it do that for us.
I don't know. It's weird because I've been on the internet a long time.
Sure, you know more about it than me. That's true.
And I guess I've never been particularly like a cancel culture guy. I don't think like economic punishment should be doled out to anybody.
Right.
I think that's like
right.
But that's like a separate problem. But the. Like the internet is, I've been banned. I got banned from everything before anybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm banned from everything.
Yeah.
It's like that's part of it. You do things to make them mad so they ban you.
Right, right, right. You it's always find a way.
Yeah. That's, it's funny to do that.
It is funny to do that. That
so,
is true.
So you can, with 100% sports welcome bonus and 150% casino bonus up to 750, you can bet with Bitcoin. You could bet on a boy. You could, they have live odds, in-game wagering, NCAAF football. Nick's flipping me off right now.
You know I do that every show. Yeah. And you just never notice.
We did
a whole
right
show
now.
One time where I had you like this.
That's not true.
Just clocked.
I would have noticed.
No, just clocked the whole time.
How long?
The entire show.
That's
and you
not
didn't
possible.
Notice. It is possible.
I'm one of the
Nick
most keen,
his, no, you're
keen
not.
Observers in the world. No.
You're really one of the
that's
least
that's what people like. They like my sharp
the
wit.
You didn't
you've
notice,
never been keen in your
the
fucking life.
The reason you
notice
is because it's up here by my midsection instead of down by my penis. If no. I put it down in my crotch area, you'd be like, oh, you're flipping. It's before my...
yeah, yeah.
The second,
I don't
the
look
second,
at your crotch.
The second the fingers started to exchange,
come
you'd be
on,
like, oh, I'm flipping. I'm telling.
I've never looked at your
I'm telling.
I've never looked at your crotch. Except for that one time we were peeing next to each other, and it was...
If you want
to
hide something from
I started
Adam,
laughing, and you said, what are you laughing at? And I said, I was thought of... Something I lied to you.
Yeah, because I had my dick painted like a clown.
Yeah.
Because I had to go to work. Because I had a job to do that afternoon.
If that's you want to keep a secret from Adam, you just write on a post-it note and put it near a girl's pussy.
You write, yeah.
That's not true.
That's how you keep things secret.
You
write them on a girl's tits.
It's not a
finish
secret.
The ad read, you fucking cocksucker.
They have a team of meticulously handpicked professionals with a refined skill set. They have a vision to redefine the gaming scene by establishing the MyBookie as the world's leader. So you can go on their website now. You can bet on sports or you can play casino games.
That's
okay?
Really cool.
That's really cool. You don't have to go to Vegas. You could do it all from a Tor browser.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go to mybookie.ag.
How about a place called Las Vegas?
Put on promo code COMETOWN or COMETOWN20.
Instead of blackjack,
no, Kathy, no.
Jack. Oh.
Kathy, I'm trying to fulfill our fiduciary responsibility or whatever that word.
Let me just say, by the way, it's not that I want to fuck Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Stav wants to fuck Marjorie
it's
Taylor
It's that I would
Greene.
Rather
you
fuck her than
that.
Kathy Hochul.
Yeah, it looks like her pussy's made out of bones.
Probably. Her jaw is too wide. She looks like a monkey.
Mm, she looks
she's
like
got
a
like
lot.
A gibbon face.
Yeah, yeah, well, she has like a sort of like a... Like a
she's
close
been doing steroids.
Like a recent ancestor kind of like
yeah Neanderthal
genetic
vibes.
Fork
yeah that's true,
not Neanderthal necessarily because she doesn't have like the predominant brow she
but
just,
it's the jaw she's got a predominant jaw
yeah
and you can follow my bookie on social networks put in promo code COMETOWN or COMETOWN20 upon sign up for a special bonus that will be great.
It will be great.
And it's a great website. They have pictures of a lot of different flags of different countries on the bottom of the website, so you know you can trust it.
That's true.
It's mybookie.ag. Let's start the show.
Mybookie.ag.
Let's start the show.
Welcome to the fucking party, you fucking motherfuckers. Fuck, I got a little tickle in my throat. It's not COVID. I got tested this morning.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to the fucking party.
What was tickling?
Fucking dick. A pussy.
What was tickling?
A
your
pussy
throat?
Was.
How do you
nice
get a
try.
Pussy in your throat?
It's a long clit.
You mean a penis?
No.
Do you mean a penis that
I
you were
don't.
Sucking? That you were throating?
I was throating a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have a neck tattoo that says the throat goat?
The throat goat, dude. Call me fucking Stavros Superhead Stevens.
Why do you have a full neck tattoo that says the throat goat?
Because.
Yeah, this is so.
I like to get my dick throated.
Green is, like, her background is she worked at CrossFit, and then in 2017 she wrote articles for a website called American Truth Seekers. And then now she's in Congress.
That's awesome, yeah. Dude.
You know, and it's like, it's...
That's so fucking sick.
You know what, like, conservatives are like, oh, AOC was a bartender.
Yeah.
Or she's not actually from the Bronx. It's right, like, right. Okay, well, I mean, in your stupid world, that probably qualifies her more to be in fucking Congress.
Then she should be the president.
But this lady is like, yeah, she's like... I mean, it's like, it's literally if I was in Congress.
No, I know. It's just me. Some dumb
You're
bitch.
More qualified, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, from Thought Catalog.
From Thought Catalog, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote 27 articles for Law Enforcement Today.
27, that's
like,
a lot.
I guarantee you there's maybe... There's zero police officers that read Law Enforcement
Right.
It's Paul Blart. And fucking Richard Jewell. That's who reads Law Enforcement Today.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah. Well, the movie's good. But the actual guy, if you remember the movie.
He's dead.
It turns out he was a pedophile.
He was?
No. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, that movie should be called Cry Fatso.
That would be. That's very funny. Have you seen that movie?
It is. Is it?
Yes, Nick.
Did you finish your ad read?
I finished.
Pig.
I think. Why would you call me a pig when Stop is
what
here?
What the
right
fuck?
Whoa.
When, why the fuck why would you turn it on me, you motherfucker?
Because whoa. I was deflecting stuff. I'm
pig. Really?
Yeah. I'm a survivor.
Well, at
I'm
least this week he's deflecting instead of defecting. Is that a word?
Defecating.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For
I appreciate the thank you. Anyway, folks,
I would like to see some of her articles. I wonder what some of the titles were.
Yeah, one of her qualifications is she was a moderator of a Facebook group.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Fucking sick. Our democracy is stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sick.
Damn, I'm fucking sleepy. I couldn't sleep. I had a cough that woke me up.
Yeah, I never sleep anymore.
I have to drink NyQuil to go to sleep from now on.
I'm just prepared. I'm like sort of half awake constantly.
In a fugue state.
In a malaise.
Mm-hmm.
A mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
I had some bad mayonnaise recently that pissed me off.
What kind?
I don't remember. It just came in a little packet.
Wakanda mayonnaise.
Wakanda mayonnaise?
Wakanda mayonnaise you got.
Bad. It was
Adam. Did you finish that?
I finished it.
Can you just do it again for 10 more minutes?
So there's a website called mybookie.ag.
We just gotta burn.
It's a website that's got live in-game wagering. NFL season is back. The Baltimore Ravens
just had a thrilling victory over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Phenomenal.
The fucking Kansas City Queefs, more like it.
You think they're requiring vaccines at Monster Jam?
I hope not.
That shit is fucking boring, dude.
What's that's Monster Jam?
Monster truck shit.
They're definitely not requiring vax.
It sucks how boring Monster truck shit is. Because you think it would be awesome.
But actually being there is fucking
It's
brutal.
Fucking gay, dude.
Have you been? I've never been.
I've been to the smaller events. Like, not like the... like the... I mean, actually, I did go to Monster Jam at US Air Arena in like 1993. But
you're a little kid.
Yeah, with my grandma. Which is a very funny grandma thing to do.
Did she show you?
That's why he has phone sex with her now.
Mm-hmm. No, my grandma's cool, dude.
That is a cool thing
I
to
miss,
take your kid
I, it's
to.
Crazy because I miss my grandma a lot, but she's not dead yet. She's just fucking gone mentally.
That makes total sense.
Just no idea who
you're
I
like,
am.
You're dead to me, whore.
Yeah, I've stopped speaking to her.
You're like, you do nothing for me. Mm-hmm. So rot.
Boring.
Rot in your little fucking cell.
Damn, they got a lot of new monster trucks now.
Do they?
Well, let's do some.
How's the technology looking these days?
Folks, I'm sorry. Is that the audience saying, just read all the names of the monster?
Yep.
Read them. Yeah. Just kill time.
Kill 10 minutes.
It's my favorite show. We got Alien Invasion.
You know what would be the next step for real? This is just start doing like 42-minute episodes. That's really when we start crossing the Rubicon
five,
of really tanking the show.
Five ad reads, 42 minutes.
It's just doing it under an hour.
Yeah. But Avenger.
Avenger.
Oh, like Marvel.
Axe, Bad Company.
Okay.
Here's this one's cool. Bad News Travels Fast.
Hey, cool.
They got like racehorse names.
Now. Yeah, that's yeah,
pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. She's Showing Pussy. Yeah. They had the Bakugan Dragonoid.
That's awesome.
I guess they're letting fucking, you know.
Those type of people.
You're letting whoever in here now. Yeah. Black Pearl, so that's just stolen from Pirates of the Caribbean. That's cool. Black Stallion, Blue Thunder, Brodozer.
Okay.
Brutus, that one's shaped like a dog. Devastator, Dragon. That one's pretty cool.
There's already a dragon.
Earthshaker, El Toro Pussy Loco. Shaker. That one's cool, too.
The crazy Bull.
Yeah. El Toro Loco, Ice Fast Metal.
Oh, shit. El Toro Loco's evil fucking twin, dude.
Oh, scary.
Gas Monkey Garage. I kind of like that.
I like that one.
Gravedigger.
Classic.
The Great Clips Mohawk Warrior. So I guess Great
Clips.
Oh,
they have sponsors now.
Great Clips has its own monster truck now. Hooked.
I got fucked up at a Great Clips once.
Oh, damn. Ice Cream Man. I love this.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's almost better than Gravedigger.
I like Ice Cream Man. That would be my favorite.
Iron Outlaw, gay. Iron Warrior, gay. Jailbird, slightly less gay. Jester.
I kind of like
could
Jester.
Could be cool, pretty cool. Nah, it's gay.
Is it like a Southern California Hispanic Jester?
Krakeren.
Jester.
Megalodon.
Megalodon's a good name.
Monster Energy. Didn't even try.
It's not the Monster Energy something. It's just Monster Energy.
It's a lot of these cars.
This is funny. So here's a dog one. Monster Mutt. And then they've got Monster Mutt Dalmatian.
Nice, dude.
Which is a Dalmatian. Oh, Monster Mutt Rottweiler.
They got a lot of Monster Mutts.
They got a lot of dog brand. Nitro Menace.
That's actually a good name.
Northern Nightmare. Mm. I guess what? This is the unionists coming in to violate states' rights.
I like that.
It's just painted like General Sherman.
Dude,
boo! Fuck that truck.
Fuck that.
Give us our slaves back. I was thinking the other day, you know, it's like, does anyone make the case that, like, who really should be getting reparations is the family of slave owners?
I think they did
lost
get,
their property.
I think they did get reparations.
Yeah, but they got shit. They lost something. I mean, they should, mm-hmm. at least, did they, North even try just being like, look, we'll just buy the slaves off you?
I think they literally did pay those motherfuckers.
Did they?
Did they?
I think so.
That's how that worked?
That's how that would solve that now. If we still had slavery, because the slaves would all be owned by, like, you know, Jeff Bezos.
Corporation.
Yeah, right. Like, the taxpayers would have to give billions of dollars to slave owners to buy the slaves off.
100%.
And then they would just bust the slaves into,
they would just work
lower middle-class white neighborhoods to cause, like, racial strife. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy when you think about it.
And then you introduce crack into those neighborhoods.
I don't know if you introduce crack.
What would Ronald Reagan
what's
style.
What's the new thing now? There hasn't been a new, I guess, ketamine.
Yeah, but I don't think the
Obsessed. That was
cool. Let's get back to
it's
it.
Like a, it's like over.
That's conceptual. Overboard.
And it's over, B-O-R-E-D. I guess it's a Norm MacDonald tribute.
Oh, so sad.
Oh, are you real sad about Adam?
No, it's personal to you.
You're a good friend.
He was a good friend.
Yeah. You're ignoring everybody in the group chat until Norm MacDonald died, then you have to prostrate yourself. And
I just said it was sad.
Yeah, and you couldn't. Oh, do you want to get lunch? No text back, Norm MacDonald. I'm the most sad about it.
I didn't say I was the most sad. Yeah. I was just sad.
Oh, we know. Pirate's Curse. Rage. Raminator.
Raminator.
That's cool.
Raisin Cane, Rockwell Red.
That's nice.
Here you go. The Saigon Shaker. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, but it's a Vietnam War themed pickup truck. Scooby Doo.
This feels like
a lot of these.
Why did they make the Mystery Machine?
A lot of these are copyrighted for this. Here we go. This is awesome. Soldier Fortune Black Ops. it's a valor stealing truck.
Hell fucking yeah.
It's got a gun on top.
That's so awesome. It's got a turret.
That's pretty badass.
They just drive around, they don't fucking destroy anything.
That's what I mean. It's fucking gay.
Yeah.
It should be a demolition derby with monster trucks. They're too expensive, dude. You can't destroy those beautiful machines.
I would pay $1,000 to watch that.
Wait, so they don't do jumps over shit?
Not really. This is pretty fucking gay, honestly.
It's pretty boring.
It's like going over a bunch of little hills.
By the way, the crowd is not feeling it.
He's bombing.
Yeah, there's 100,000 people in this stadium, and they're just like
Soldier Fortune Black Ops is bombing. Yeah, dude.
Doing terribly.
Damn, that's like a Tom Clancy.
Here
type
we got
man.
Son of a Digger, and it's
okay.
Wow.
It's the
they
sun.
Have they have
the
sex.
The trucks have sex in Afghanistan. Wolf's head, and it's a wolf that sucks dick.
That's awesome.
A Wonder Woman. It's like okay. An Israeli truck.
Yep.
Wrecking machine. Extermigator.
That's,
so it's an exterminator.
That's fucking a word.
Sick.
An exterminator.
That
that's an alligator.
Is awesome. That's an alligator cool. That also exterminates. That's fucking sick as shit.
Yeah. 2020 drivers, Buddy Tompkins, Roy Pridgen Jr. Or no, sorry, Roy Pridgen and J.R. McNeil. That's who drives the Exterm. Look at this guy. I could have told you what this person
yeah,
looked like.
He's hot.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Are you tired? Well, don't worry, buddy. We got more things to read.
I love Extermigator. I have to say that one really captured my imagination.
That's pretty cool.
Our first competitor is one of the Monster Jam World Finals rookies, Sean Newhan, driving a truck that the fans selected. There was a big contest at MonsterJam.com. What Monster Jam truck should we create?
Is this guy what doing Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey?
And how is Sean Newhan, Ben, being kind of just a perfect fit for this? At the pit party, he'll put the makeup on. Yeah. He takes pictures with the kids in his zombie role.
Wow.
But when it gets down to this time, he really has delivered in this truck.
Yeah, he's solid. He's consistent. He's a fast racer. He's got a lot of experience, but he doesn't have a lot of experience on a fast track like this, as well as a big track with obstacles the size that they are here at the Advanced Auto Parts World Finals.
You know, it's a great learning experience for an up-and-comer like Sean Newhan and Zombie, and certainly no matter what he does here, and he's off to a good start, this is just a launching pad for him and his career. And he, again, having this opportunity, he really relishes having a full-time ride in Zombie. Oh, we've seen this before. We always have the balloons hidden somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And there they go.
Oh, look at this.
You know,
first truck out of the yep. box. That is sick. Great
you come,
job.
You come to the Monster Jam World Finals. Yeah, you got to do a lot of things. But
how do you win?
Big air in there somewhere. And Sean
you
found
have to
it
your
right
cock
there.
Suck the
clock
most.
Clock is counting down regulation time on the upper left-hand
and
side.
And we got a huge
screen.
Problem. Adam Friedland is running seconds. Out on the field trying to suck the truck's dick.
No, that's dangerous.
That is one of the gayest men I've ever seen.
We got bad news here. Adam's now, his pants have fallen off, and he's had diarrhea all over his own penis, which looks like a vagina.
He's hitting all the big obstacles.
And he's bending over. What's he doing? He's bending over.
Like the whole truck went into his ass. The whole truck went into
his ass. Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like that before.
It's completely inside his ass.
The truck is completely inside his ass.
And driver Sean Newhan, rookie, is running out of oxygen.
He's suffocating, bud.
He's trying desperately.
He's calling his wife from inside Adam's ass.
Reaching
and saying goodbye.
The emergency clown crew is extending a tube into Adam's ass. So Sean can breathe through it because he's drowning and coming there.
He does. The scores are in. But, you know, the drivers are told if you want to.
There's AIDS molecules the size of a capybara in there, folks.
Most of them do. Sean?
Oh, man. Years ago, we would have said, you know, what we should do is we should do a live show from Monster Jam. Mm. And now I'm thinking we should... I figured to go with the Stavros operandum, which mm-hmm. is reducing the show to 42 minutes.
Yeah, dude. Stavros operandum is right, dude. I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
One day every 6 months, we come in here and we talk for 24 hours in a row. Mm-hmm. And at 45 minutes each time, we stop the clock.
And it'll, you know what? I'll tell you what. It'll still be better than 90% of podcasts.
Exactly, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's our guarantee.
Maybe we should be putting the same level of effort that Monster Jam does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it's probably hard to build those big trucks.
What do you mean?
You could get
a regular truck and you put big wheels on it. How hard could that be?
I don't know.
And you need a cool name too.
You got to come up with a name. Exterminator. You got to rent a place to do it. You got to build the hills.
Later.
You got to build the hills, right? For the track.
That's true. We come out. We do
Pussy Smasher. Would be my truck.
We do 10 minutes, and it's just the best bits we got.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know. A fucking.
Hey man, who's that cat coming down?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like. Okay, it's Steven Seagal.
Okay.
But it's even Steven Seagal.
Okay.
And, fucking. Alright, scratch that.
Okay, no worries.
Steven Seagal. No, okay, maybe it is even Steven Seagal.
Okay.
But the even part is odd and even Seagal, and it's because they like math.
It's Chinese.
And it's Chinese. Swish.
All right.
Okay, next.
Michael Douglas.
Okay.
And it's Michael Bugless. Because he doesn't have AIDS.
But he wants it bad.
But there's nothing I want more than AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a way to get me AIDS, put AIDS in my ass.
Put AIDS right in my ass.
I
want to
be Michael Paused up.
I want to be Michael Bugged.
Michael Bug in my ass.
Bugged.
Bugged.
But Michael Bugged. Michael Bugged. Tina Gay. From Thirsty Cox.
Thirsty Cox.
Thirsty Cox.
What about...
Who's some new... What do we got? Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Billie, I wish her titties would fall out of her shirt.
That's good.
During a show.
That's awesome.
You got...
Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson... Dicks over the pants, and he's groping. All right, let's go Chinese again. Let's see if we can figure out a way to make one of these. Do a little bit more with the name. Let's give these folks a show. Let's give these folks a fucking show.
Okay. So we need a Chinese person.
Yeah.
Or we're returning someone Chinese.
And Green Knight just came out. Green Knight, the movie. Mm-hmm. Is it a K-N-I-G? What if it's or K-N-I-G-H-T? It's K-N-I-G-G.
No.
No, okay.
That wouldn't really make sense.
It wouldn't make sense, you're right.
That was the alternate title of Black Knight.
Yeah.
That's true.
Green Knight.
Who's the guy in that? Dev something?
Dev Patel, you're right. What's this guy named after? Software development?
Yeah, developer.
Because he's Indian. He's an Indian guy, folks.
Yep.
Look at those British Indian guys.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell did what was Gandhi up to?
Yeah, what the hell? That's right. And that's the show, folks.